The sun just blew up on this moment of science. Here's an unsettling thought. How do you know the sun didn't just explode? And we don't mean that everyday run-of-the-mill controlled explosion the sun is always doing. We mean boom, gone, vanished, no more sun. How do we know it's still there? The answer? We don't. Not yet, anyway. But wait, you cry. All I have to do is step outside and look up. There it is. Actually, all I really have to do is look out the window and make sure it's still daylight. The light and the sun that produces it are right there before our very eyes. This is a sensible answer, but technically incorrect. The light from the sun is indeed right before our eyes, but the sun itself is 93 million miles away. 93 million miles is a tremendous distance, so vast that light takes a little while to get from there to here. In fact, the sun that we see in the sky is an image that has been traveling through space for about 8 minutes. So the sun itself could have vanished as many as 7 minutes and 50 seconds ago, and we'd be clueless. But wait, you say. Wouldn't the Earth spin out of orbit if that were true? Once again, no. Since nothing can travel faster than the speed of light, not even the influence of gravity, there would be absolutely no way to tell that the sun was gone. For 8 minutes, we would continue orbiting and basking in an illusion. But don't worry too much about this. After 8 minutes, we would be bound to figure it out. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. Today's program was prepared by William Oram with help from Charles Horowitz in physics. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. To get podcasts, click on the podcast button. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.